comfortable do you feel out here? I know you're not 100% and still kind of coming back and can't do everything.
You know, I think I get more comfortable out here every day. You know, I get more comfortable with my knee and where it's at every day the more I'm out here. You know, obviously it'd be nice to get out there and take some live reps, and I think we're progressing towards that. And I'm sure that once I get out there, you know, and take some reps in 7-on-7 or in team, you know, things will really start to come together.
Based on everything you've done out here and as you're progressing, is there any doubt at all that, you'll be able to come back and be, you know, the guy that was the number one overall pick once upon a time?
No. You know, it feels great. You know, the staff here has done a great job. You know, I would say in the past, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, you know, things really kind of turned a corner and made a lot of progress. And, you know, I think that's a credit to the plan that they've put together, you know, to what the people in St. Louis did before I got here. But, you know, I think as long as we continue to trend in the right direction, then I'll be fine.
Sandy, can you talk about the offense and, your take on the offense and what you've learned so far?
You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, like I said, I haven't got out there and actually got to run it, but just watching it on tape, talking about it. I love the tempo. I love how fast we play. You know, I think, you know, it fits my style of game, making quick decisions. You know, the run game's a little different. You know, obviously we've been running two-back power. You know, it's a lot of the zone read stuff, which is new to me, but, you know, I see the advantages of it, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to get out there and actually run.
What was going through your mind when you heard all these rumors about the Mariota stuff?
Man, I learned a long time ago not to pay attention to it. You know, it was out of my control. You know, I focus on just controlling what I can control, and all I could do is show up to work every day, continue to rehab, continue to get better, and, you know, fortunately, I'm still here, and I'm excited about the opportunity that I have.
Were you given any insurance that you wouldn't be traded from the coaching staff?
I mean, we didn't really have discussions like that. You know, I don't think it's their job to fill me in on what they're thinking upstairs. You know, I felt pretty comfortable all along just in the conversations that I had with Chip, you know, from the beginning since I've been here. So, you know, like I said, I was just worried about what I could control, and that was the rehab.
What are your limitations right now?
You know, we're just kind of taking it on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, you know, continuing to push the knee, doing more things every week, and as long as it continues to respond well, we'll keep adding more of that. So that's kind of where we're at, and I'm sure next week I'll do a little more than I did this week.
So, at one point you had to scale back a little bit. Was there any sort of setback, or was that just part of the plan?
I think that was just part of the plan. You know, I don't think it was necessarily a scale back. I think, you know, they wanted to push it, see how it responded. You know, I think it responded well, and they knew that it could handle it, but then we just took it back because we had, you know, an extra amount of time.
You've been through this before, so you have something to compare to recently.
And yeah.
I know it's a bad memory and everything else, but
right.
How would you compare this to the first time for you?
You know, I think overall the process, you know, it's taken a little longer the second time around, but, you know, I think I told you guys when I first got here, from everyone I've talked to, they say that's normal. They say that's what to expect. You know, I think it really has gotten a lot better in the past, you know, 2 months, month and a half. And I think as long as it continues to do that, you know, it should be no issue.
Do you have any question that you'll be ready for the first game of the season?
You know, like I said, you know, I think as long as we continue to progress and we don't have any setbacks, you know, I feel very comfortable with where my knee's at right now.
Are you interested in signing a contract extension to be here long term?
You know, that's really not up to me. You know, I've got an agent. Obviously, the people upstairs here, they're the ones who talk about that stuff. You know, I'm just worried about rehab and trying to learn this offense and get on the field and play again.
How do you respond to people who have doubts whether or not you can be able to last the whole season because of recent health issues?
There's reasons for it. I mean, there's but like I said earlier, I don't pay attention to what's said outside this building. I don't pay attention to anything that's out of my control. All I'm worried about is coming back strong, being ready. And, you know, I think things will play out.
Sam, two more guys. How's it been playing this last year out without an extension?
You know, like I said, that's not up to me. You know, that's up to my agent and the people upstairs.
I mean, it's your decision, though. He works for you, the agent. I'm saying, are you comfortable playing under a one-year deal? I mean, are you personally comfortable with
it? I mean, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. I don't have any control over that. If they don't offer anything or we don't talk about it, then, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
When you look at this team right now, seeing this team on the field, Do you think this team is a playoff team right here, right today?
You know, I think the thing about this team is in the 3 days that we've come in on the field, we've worked extremely hard. I think there's a lot of talent in that building. You know, obviously they've had some success here in the past 2 years, winning 10 games each. You know, we're just trying to get better each day. And I think if we continue to get better, you know, I think we'll be a very good football team this year.
And how much is it like for you to come into a new locker room and establish yourself as the guy? How's that worked, and how does it work for you moving forward?
Yeah, I think you just got to be yourself. You know, that's been my plan, you know, in college when I first got to St. Louis. That's my plan here. You know, I'm just going to be myself, show up to work every day, work hard, show everyone in the locker room that I deserve to be here, and, you know, hopefully they'll follow me.